is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Another deadly school shooting, this time in Winder, Georgia, where two students and two teachers at Appalachia High School were killed.
I was crying. I was shaking. I just didn't know where my mind was. I was just so scared.
The suspect was just 14, CBS's Dave Malkoff.
Teenagers and students barricaded themselves inside classrooms until police say the suspect surrendered to school resource officers.
The FBI announced after receiving anonymous tips connected to a school shooting threat last year, they questioned the suspect and his father, but saw no reason to take further action.
A surprise announcement from former Representative Liz Cheney. The Republican told an audience at Duke University that she's voting for Kamala Harris.
I think it is crucially important for people to recognize not only the danger that Trump poses, something that should prevent people from voting for him, but I don't believe that we have the luxury of writing in candidates' names, particularly in swing states.
Donald Trump at a Fox News town hall last night warned of growing conflicts worldwide.
This is not a prediction because it's so bad. I don't want it to be a prediction. We're heading into World War III territory.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is shining a light on efforts by Russia to interfere with the election. Our Scott McFarland has more.
Just 2 months before Election Day, the Department of Justice accused Russia of an elaborate, sophisticated propaganda campaign to sway voters. Two Russian officials with state-controlled RT are charged as part of an alleged scheme to work with a Tennessee company to publish stories favorable to Russia, to splinter Americans and dampen support for Ukraine. Both officials remain at large overseas.
The American people were informed when a foreign power engages in political activities.
There are new questions about what would be the largest grocery store merger in U.S. history. Kroger's $25 billion purchase of Albertsons. Jolene Kent has that.
Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen promising in court, the day that we merge is the day that we will begin lowering prices, vowing that the combined company would invest $1 billion to lower prices if the merger goes through. The Federal Trade Commission has sued to halt this merger.
Extreme heat continues to bake the western U.S. and Southern California.
Heat is no stranger to any of us. Obviously, it's a little bit of a stranger now in September. We weren't anticipating this.
And it could reach 115 degrees in some spots through Friday. Dow futures are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. His name was Austin Scott Raisby. It happened at around 12:15 near 13th Avenue and 69th Street. Kenosha police quickly showed up along with investigators from the Union Pacific Railroad. There were about 20 people on the southbound Metra train to Chicago at the time of the incident. We're still trying to learn more. The Racine County water war looks to be over. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. It likely ends months of tension between the two municipalities. The decision clears the way for increased water flow to support Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment in Racine County. And the council is again down another member. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, says she's stepping aside. She was first elected in April. The rep for the western part of the city told Alders she was leaving to advance her career in the Air National Guard. The council will either appoint someone to fill the term or hold a special election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
Obviously, leaning on our experts here in terms of what are the best practices, what do you need to do from hydrating to eating meals to the recovery. These guys have researched and talked to a lot of people. people, and I feel really confident with our plan and what we're going to do. And, you know, the circumstances are the circumstances, but it's the same for both teams.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 59. Tomorrow, a few lingering thunderstorms with a more fall-like high of 68. Saturday, sunny, 65 by Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I got punched in the face at a sports bar. Which completely threw me off, because it was a complete surprise. I'm sitting at the table, I'm eating my food. This college football fan come over to me. This dude get in my face. He goes, hey, buddy, round here, we don't like the Florida Gators. He punches me off the stool. I'm like, dude, I'm not a Gator fan. Yes, you are. You got that little Gator right there on your jacket. This is Izod Lacoste, dummy. This is clothing. This is that logo. What kind of dummy are you? You do slap somebody for wearing Crocs? Calm the hell down, man. But that's how some sports fans are. They just take it too far. They love their teams. They love their athletes. I was at a bar one night. Swimming highlights came on the big screen. Some dude jumped up. He goes, swimming is the number one sport in America. Really? You gonna tell me that swimming is more popular than basketball or football? I never race home to my computer just to check my fantasy swim league stats. I never been sitting up getting drunk with my boys watching Monday Night Swimming. I ain't never had that happen. I'm not saying that swimming isn't fun, but you want to make swimming fun to watch? Put a gator in the pool. How about that?
Version by the Beatles, the old Chuck Berry hit Rock and Roll Music. The Beatles at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Don't forget, We have tickets to give away later on this morning to Three Dog Night, another pair. They're coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on a week from today, as a matter of fact. That's September 12th. So you can win a pair. It's coming up this morning. 6:09 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits with CCR looking at my back door.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
We're looking for increasing cloud cover today with a high near 83. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 59. Partly sunny tomorrow. High 68. Saturday and Sunday. Sunny both days. 64 the high on Saturday. 74 on Sunday. It gets you through the weekend. Right now it's clear 64 degrees right here at Radio Park. Spencer Davis Group, give me some love and local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Sports Group, give us some 11, 615 WRJM, local news, timeless hits. You want to quit your job, but you're afraid to quit. You don't know how to do it. You're nervous. You're scared. Well, there are several companies in Japan that will quit your job for you. They call your employer, tell them you're leaving, even handle the details like your last day and how to return company-owned equipment. Service should cost around $200 to $300. I assume they do it in English because they're in Japan. I assume it's going to be an English thing. But even so, you know, a lot of people, they're petrified. The anxiety sets in. They have to quit their job. And, you know, maybe $200, $300 is worth it to you. I remember the jobs I had to quit. I wasn't nervous quitting so much, but I felt terrible afterwards because the employer, you could see they were hurt that I was quitting and I hurt somebody. And I felt necessary to go back. It's okay. You know, I really had enjoyed my time here. Just want to move on. I only quit once in anger. Then I couldn't care less what they thought. But, you know, the time I got fired, I got fired really once in my life. I don't think that person felt bad at all.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. my boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a-running.
Friends back, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, your radio home for Packer football all season. And the regular season kicks off on a Friday night this year. The Packers take on the Eagles. This is Friday, September 6th. This is tomorrow already, huh? Pregame 5 p.m. kickoff, 7:17. The games are sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Hardy and Jensen, Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Don't forget the Packers from Brazil. Whoa. It's going to be a long flight for those guys. They're from Brazil, 5 p.m. tomorrow night, right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Here's Bill Withers, Lean on Me.
Might have a problem that you'll understand. If you need a friend,
Lean on Me. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. A 44-year-old Greek woman intentionally set fires. She enjoyed watching firefighters and flirting with them. I think this woman would probably be better off looking for a firefighter's dating website. WRJN. Masekela, Brazen in the Grass, local news and time of the sits at WRJN with Moron News. This guy was destined to end up in jail one way or another. A 24-year-old near Philadelphia drove a stolen car into a police station to ask for his drugs back after an earlier run-in with the cops. He also used it as a getaway car while trying to shoplift at a Target the same day. I think he was destined to wind up in jail someday. Probably born to be in jail. That's the moron news. Here's the real news of the morning now with Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. His name was Austin Scott Raisby. It happened at around 12:15 near 13th Avenue and 69th Street. Kenosha police quickly showed up along with investigators from the Union Pacific Railroad. There were about 20 people on the southbound Metra train to Chicago at the time of the incident. We're still trying to learn more. The Racine County water war looks to be over. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. It likely ends months of tension between the two municipalities. The decision clears the way for increased water flow to support Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment in Racine County. And the council is again down another member. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, says she's stepping aside. She was first elected in April. The rep for the western part of the city told Alders she was leaving to advance her career in the Air National Guard. The council will either appoint someone to fill the term or hold a special election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I don't have to tell any Wisconsin farmer we are in tough shape as far as profitability for corn and soybean prices going into the harvest. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Some new forecasts are out that show in 2025 that situation may not change, but there might be a little brighter spot for dairy. That's the word from Dr. Pat Westhoff. He's the director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He said, given current consumption levels, dairy might be seeing a better 2025.
If feed costs come down, that may indeed be able to get people back to a break-even or maybe slight profits for the most efficient producers. But we're not talking about high levels of profitability in the dairy industry anytime soon. We'll continue to have contraction of the herds that are higher cost producers and continued concentration industry in the years ahead. Dairy, like almost any other major commodity, is very reliant on international markets these days. So changes in production in New Zealand and Australia and changes in demand from China and other countries can swing those prices around dramatically from one year to the next, as we've seen.
Dr. Pat Westhoff, he is the director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He said one area that still shocks him is beef. He said while prices continue to escalate, consumers don't look like they're going to quit buying beef anytime soon. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Thursday again. More red ink on the way. Numbers are up next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny to $2.25. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a half at $2.23, and AA butter dropped a half to $3.14¾ per pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 22 cents right now at $22.78 a hundredweight. Corn, beans, and wheat all lower on this morning's trade. Just a quick market snapshot for you. I'm Pam Yonke.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 59. Tomorrow, a few lingering thunderstorms with a more fall-like high of 68. Saturday, sunny, 65 by Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
If you had only one tooth, would you brush it longer? I think I would stay on it for several minutes, right? You know what you want to watch out for? A brain surgeon with Born to Lose tattooed on his hands. If you fall asleep on a couch in a house where a woman is present, when you wake up, you will have a blanket on you. It's true. If somebody is really stupid and they turn senile, how do you know? Well, I'll leave you with two thoughts. You've been kind. First of all, George Washington's brother was the uncle of our country. And try to remember that the day after tomorrow is the third day of the rest of your life. Thank you very much, everybody.
WRJN.
to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
Monkeys, I'm a Believer, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Well, we're excited to see that Three Dog Night is playing the Genesee Theater in Waukegan next week, Thursday, September 12th. They'll do all their big hits, throw in some fun surprises, too. I have tickets to give away. I have a pair today and a pair tomorrow. You can win them. Keep listening right here at WRJN. I don't know when I'm going to give it away this morning. When the mood hits me, I'll give it away. It's 6:30. It hasn't hit me right now. 6:39. Here's Neil Diamond.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel. A ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love. Brother love, say brother love's traveling salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, 'cause everyone knows brother love's show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Everyone.
what it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there. Cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show.
Local news and timeless hits.
Well, I was supposed to talk there, but I guess not. We'll save it. Coming up, Melissa Caprillion, Alderman, County Board Supervisor, all around good egg. Coming in this morning, 7 o'clock at WRJN. Get off my cloud. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and of course, the legendary historic 1400 AM everywhere. All right, the Dallas Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since, well, 1996. And yet for the 18th year in a row, they're the most valuable team in the NFL. Not only that, but this year they became the first team of all sports to be worth more than $10 billion. These are the most valuable teams in the NFL, the top five. The Dallas Cowboys, $10.1 billion. Then comes the L.A. Rams, $7.6 billion. There's a big space there. The New England Patriots, $7.4 billion. The New York Giants, $7.3 billion. And the New York Jets, $6.9 billion. Now, as crazy as it sounds, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're way back at number 24. Now, they won the last two Super Bowls and three of the last five Super Bowls. Get there in number 24th place with a value of $4.85 billion. See, I think I can afford that. I'll take the Kansas City Chiefs. What a value, huh? Speaking about football, we've got the Packers taking on the Eagles in Brazil. You'll hear the game tomorrow night, 5 p.m., right here at WRJN. Local news, Timeless Hits.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits and all the big league sports on WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. There are times when folks like you and me who have our investment money smartly parked in index funds start to think, maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should learn more about that company I heard about on TikTok or from my friend. Maybe I should, well, let me just stop you right there. Statistically, most people, including professional investors, are bad at picking individual stocks. Success doing that just boils down to luck. Even mega-rich investor Warren Buffett said the best thing to do is to own the S&P 500 index fund. So when I want to try my hand at investing in individual stocks in the stock market rodeo, I limit myself to 5% of my investment money. That way, when the bull bucks, I'll have had my fun, but the savings I've got will be secure too. All right, folks. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Mountain top was burning like a silver flame.
It's 6:53 at WRJN. Increasing cloudy it is today with high near 83. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. And a beautiful weekend coming around Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, it's sunny 63 at Radio Park.
Hearts go astray.
Jobs, and then there are ways to quit jobs. A 41-year-old woman in Tampa, Florida got fired from her HR job and decided to get even by logging onto her company's database and destroying it, costing them $200,000. She's getting up to 15 years in prison for that stunt, huh? You have to ask her, was it worth it, huh? It's 6:57 WRJN local news and timeless hits with the Hollies.
Bus stop wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
The Hollies, Graham Nash and crew, and Bus Stop, 659 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. All right, back to school. I saw a school bus this morning. That was kind of weird seeing those things around again. And kids are shopping for school, and some nostalgic things they're getting now. They're in this year, like Trapper Keepers, multicolored big pens. I remember those, denim and sweatpants. How about loose leaf binders? Do they still